Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
My life, dating-wise anyway, yeah, is a bit of a hot mess.
I prefer the term room for improvement.
You know, I'm figuring it all out. I'm not trying to date one person at the same time.
Nope.
I'm dating a few people at the same time, and it's fun, you know.
Sowing some wild oats, if you
whatever.
Will.
So what I had intended on doing today was bringing you guys some Kennedy's Tinder tales. So let's do that.
Best intro ever.
Online love life is not going great. Fail after fail on date after date.
Kennedy just wants to party and have a good time.
Hey, 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 hey.
Don't call her fat or a liar or she'll kick your behind.
Don't do it, don't do it.
Send Kennedy an email or send her a text.
Oh, I'm dying.
And if you are named George,
well, thank you, next.
No, George is over her.
Now is the time to hear the stories of her dating fans. These are Kennedy's Tinder Tales.
So I was going to bring you guys today all of the bad lines that I've gotten on Tinder. I've been saving
yes.
them over the past few months. However, in real life, I had something much more exciting happen. So last night, I was at the Boston Harbor Hotel for the Boston Wine Festival. And I met my girlfriend Lee, who works here as well. And we decided to go to the bar for a drink first. We got there early.
Yeah,
a little cocktail, catch up, because I haven't seen her in a while. So this guy walks by in a suit, and he sets his drink down on our table. And he says, "Hey, ladies, I'm going to put this here just for a minute while I go to the bathroom. Should I pick it up on my way back?"
That's a bold strategy.
You're kidding me.
So I looked at him, and you know, the look on my face usually says, "Thank you, next." But I was like, "Well played, nice line." So I gave him a high five. He's like, "It's not a line." I'm like, "Okay." So needless to say, he comes back. And I mean, he's like, "So I'm sitting, right? I'm sitting. I'm going to sit. And he sits next to Lee, real close. And he starts to chat. And he just kept moving closer and closer. He'd had a little bit to drink, I'm going to say that.
But liquid courage.
Nice enough fella. And so he tells us, he likes to talk about himself. He has a good job. And clearly makes a great deal of money.
All right.
And is single and is not afraid to tell you about it. So he said that once upon a time, these girls who he'd been hanging out with left him a present.
And it girls.
Was a, girls. And it was a pillow. And the pillow said, "Single, handsome, what was the third one? Something, and humble." Because he's not humble. But it was funny, nonetheless.
So every box was checked, but...
Right. So he said, he looked over to us and he goes, "What's on your pillow?"
Hopefully me.
Not even. He just wanted to know your four words that were on your pillow, right? But, right? I looked at him and I said...
I'm shook.
I know. I looked at him and I said, "I'm stealing this. I'm talking all about you tomorrow." And he didn't know what the hell I was talking about. But what's on your pillow? So I gave him my four words. And he thought, he's like, "That's not good."
Okay, then.
And then Lee gave her words, and he goes, "Okay, that's better."
Okay, so Jimmy is very judgmental.
How handsome was this cocky gentleman?
Because
I feel like that matters in the context of the story.
I'm going to say the fact that he was really rich made him a little more appealing.
Right.
Because he's really rich. So anyway.
And he led with that because he's smart.
It's all he said. He would ask you a question and then keep talking about himself.
I kind of like him.
But I need to go on a date with him just because it's going to be such a train wreck.
Did you exchange numbers?
So... He's like, "One of you needs to call me." And I was like, "Give me the phone," because Lee's married.
He said one of you? He didn't even decide? He didn't
nope.
even pick?
Because he's rich. He can do that.
This guy is bold.
He really is bold. So I sent him a text message last night while we're sitting at the table saying, "Hi, it's Kennedy." And then I said, "I'm going to send you a song because you're humble." And I sent him Kendrick Lamar's Humble.
Yeah, he needs to sit down, be humble.
So this morning, about an hour ago, I start getting text messages. And the first one says, "Who's this?" Now, what I would like to do is back up two text messages where it says, "Hi, Sully, it's Kennedy." "Who's this?" And I said, "It's Kennedy. Who is this, Sully?" I'm like, "We met last night." "Oh, you told me you were humble. And so I sent you that song, remember?" And he goes, "Oh, I like that song."
Somebody took the train to Blackout City.
So you guys had an inside joke, but only you knew about it. Because Sully had too many espresso martinis.
I would just like to understand how when he pulls up the text from last night, like looking at his phone, being like, what happened last night? And it says, hi, it's Kennedy. And he says, who's this?
He's probably still a little groggy this morning.
Needless to say.
A little marching band in his head.
I'm making this date happen. I don't care what happens because I think it's going to be
you
absolutely.
Need to. If you don't, and I'll sit in the corner of the restaurant just being like,
because I can already tell you what it's going to be like. It'll be a restaurant, a really expensive restaurant
yep.
where he knows the people and he's like, don't you know who I am?
I have my own table.
Then a drink somewhere else, same thing.
Yep.
And then the whatever happens. And it's at that moment that I'm going to start recording.
You're going to get a nice steak out of it.
You're damn Skippy. But at the end of the day, mommy can buy her own steak. But I'm here for it.
Hey, live your life, girl.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.